Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is rowing. Let's break it down. Rowing will take place on July 27th and will last until August 3rd, with medal days on July 31st and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The venue for this sport is at the National Olympics Nautical Stadium, which was built for the 2024 Games and is the venue for other sports such as sailing and canoeing. There are 14 medals for this sport with 502 competitors. So Zach, can you give us a bit of the history of the sport and exactly how does it work?
Sure, Nate. Rowing originally served as a means of transport in ancient Egypt, Greece, and Rome. But it was only in England between the end of the 17th and the start of the 18th centuries that it became a sport. Because it is such an old sport, rowing has been included in every modern Olympic since 1896. Rowing involves propelling a boat using oars fixed to the vessel. It differs from other disciplines in that rowers sit with their backs to the direction of the movement, therefore crossing the finish line backwards. Rowers compete across a distance of 2,000 meters, alone or in teams of 2, 4, or 8. Rowing is split into two disciplines, scull and sweep rowing. Sweep rowing is used in 6 events, while scull rowing is used in 8. In sculling, rowers will hold 2 oars, one in each hand. In sweep events, rowers will hold 1 oar, with rowers positioned on either side of the boat. The events for sculling are single, double, double lightweight, and quads. The events for sweep rowing are pairs, quads, and eights for both men and women. It's interesting to note that the 8-person crews have a coxswain who steers the boat and directs the crew. The boat is steered using a small rudder that is attached to the foot of one of the rowers by a cable.
All right, thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
The format for the sweep and scull races begin with heats. Depending on the event and how many crews are competing, the top 2 or 3 crews in each heat will advance to the next round. All remaining crew will land in the repechage, which is loosely translated to second chance in French, for another shot at moving on. Afterwards, the top 2 or 3 crews from the repechage will advance to the semifinals or finals, depending on the amount of boats. For rowing, there are 2 sets of finals, one for the top 6 teams and one for the bottom 6 teams. The top 6 will compete for gold, while the bottom 6 will compete for bronze.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So, who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
In 2016, Great Britain won the most golds with 3, while Germany and New Zealand tied with 2 golds each. The rest were spread among several other nations. In 2020, New Zealand was the team on top with 3 golds, while Australia won 2, and the rest won by other countries. Because of how split the medals have been, it's difficult to predict a winner. New Zealand and Australia are always expected to do well, as they have in years past, similar to Germany. The U.S. is expected to get some revenge after being shut out from a medal last Games.
All right. Well, lots to look forward to. Now, what do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it?
I wasn't really too much of a fan until I just watched a recent 8s competition, which I thought was really incredible to watch how fast those guys were going, how in sync they have to be. And at the end of the day, it's a race. A race is fun to watch. And that's what I'm in for with it, is the speed and who's going to cross that finish line first. So I probably will watch the 8s, and maybe I'll check out some of the 2s or 4s. Really, I think the 8s is where it's all going to be about. What about you?
Yeah, I like rowing as a sport. I think it's really cool, and it's a really tough, impressive sport to see done. For anyone that's been on a row machine, it doesn't even come close to what some of these athletes are able to do. That being said, you know, because they're all the same distances and the only real difference are the amount of people in the boats, it can kind of be a little stale from a viewing standpoint, but I will likely want to watch the eights and how those races go, because I think that's really impressive to see eight rowers in a boat communicating and racing. I think that's a lot of fun to watch. So I probably won't watch a lot of the sport, but I will definitely tune in to check out the eights finals, or rather the medal matches for gold and silver and bronze. Now, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for these events?
I think that New Zealand will get three. I think Australia and Netherlands will probably get two each. I think France will get one. I think Croatia will get one. And I think US will get one. The rest is up for grabs. What about you?
I'm predicting that New Zealand and Australia both take home two medals apiece. I'm also predicting that Germany comes out and performs really well, winning two medals, if not three. I also expect the U.S. to win two medals. Last games, it was kind of unheard of for them not to win a single medal. So I think they'll come out really looking to kind of prove themselves this year in hopefully a few of the events and likely take home at least two golds, with the rest of the medals kind of being split amongst the other nations. All right, well, thanks, Zach. That is all the time we have for today. We'll be here for more sports on Olympics Now.